Hey everyone, welcome back to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
Before we get in too far, this is a special sponsored episode. And so Leah's going to tell you all about it.
This episode is brought to you by Cherished by Shannon Elliott, a tender, passionate romance about Celine and Gunnar finding their way back to each other when life throws the unexpected.
So in honor of Cherished, Shannon Elliott's latest release, we are going to dive into an archetype.
We haven't done an episode of this for a while.
We haven't. And this is a fun archetype. I really like... Okay, so, and it can be me. It doesn't have to be both of you. But I like when we do the archetype episodes. Like, I still think back to Lindsay, her breakdown.
The femme fatale.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I like it. And I actually prefer to... I think it's more fun to dive into the female archetypes.
But yes. Just because they don't get as much attention.
Well, and I also think too, like I'm definitely drawn to certain archetypes and female. Like we did the warrior one, and I have tons of recs for those. Like it's, you know, yeah. I think we all lean towards a type, but I love the queen too. So it's
So today we're diving into the most commanding archetypes in romance, the queen. Regal, powerful, and often the one calling the shots, the queen archetype shows up in so many ways across subgenres, whether she's literal royalty, the boss at work, or simply the heroine who owns every room she walks into. We'll be unpacking what makes her so compelling, the tropes that highlight the power, and why readers can't get enough of these heroines who rule their own worlds. And it's funny because as we were starting, we were sitting here kind of going back and forth on our list, saying, okay, but I think that this was a great archetype, you know, this is a great example of the queen in a different way. So I have a feeling this episode's going to be a little bit of that, right?
we're going to tell you what it is and then why we think people are that, even if they may not be.
In our opinion, they are.
Yes.
And it's funny because the trend, and I think it was a trend, what, like 2016 to 2019, the boss babe, the girl boss, like stuff. I don't know. Is it still a thing? Do people still like identify as?
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
I think so, but I'm probably the wrong person to ask.
Well, I mean, seriously, read the room, Becky.
Well, I learned early on that those two titles were very much aligned to MLMs.
Oh.
That was popular rhetoric for
that makes sense.
Upselling and MLMs. So I was like, huh. But I still think that they're relevant when it comes to our romances.
Yeah,
I think so too. I mean, I don't even know what they use now. Like the only thing I could, when you said that, the only thing I could think of was that Call Her Daddy podcast. And I was like, are they just calling themselves daddy now? Like, I don't know.
The one that makes me crazy is Girly Pops. The girlies. The girly pops.
Time they say that, I think of like a lollipop. Like yeah.
Makes me think of the lollipop kids from the Munchkins. Like, yes. We represent. Yeah.
Anyway. Lollipop cute.
Yeah.
What is Girly Pops?
I don't know.
I assume it's supposed to be young women who are like into the aesthetic, into the looks. I see it a lot in reference to Taylor Swift music and fans, like to the Swifties, like calling all the Girly Pops. And I've seen it in
books a lot too lately, like on book threads and stuff. And I just assumed it meant they were just like friends. I have no idea, but yeah, I don't like it.
That's weird.
It feels a little the plastics. I mean, we just passed October 3rd, so.
Oh my gosh, we did. On Wednesdays, we were pink.
So, you know, it kind of had those moments, but I think the word girly is annoying.
It depends on how it's used.
I had an author refer to influencers and reviewers from Instagram as the Insta girlies.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
And my first reaction was, who can I punch?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's maybe like whatever generation, because I'm still one of those people who will call people babes, like girls babes or hey, whatever. So I think maybe like, and I know that annoys some people, or I mean, I don't necessarily say it. I'll type it, I think.
Thinking but. Babe, there. I worked at a Girl Scout camp one summer, and there was this other counselor, like co-counselor there. She called everybody babe. Like the one day, like we counted, and I can't remember the number, but we're like, do you realize how many times you said babe today? She's like, no. I'm like, it was obscene.
That's so
funny. I'm probably the same age as that counselor. So yeah.
No, you, yes, because she was around my age. And you're my age as well. But it was just so funny. And I hadn't thought about that in so long, but that made me think of it.
I used to say, hey guys.
You still do.
Hey guys. Well, but it's not gender neutral. So then I'm like, hey friends. So how many emails do we get a week from Becky that say, hey friends?
Yeah.
Everybody is my friend.
This is true.
Okay. So who wants to define the queen archetype? We're going to go back to what we're supposed to be talking about.
Why would we do that?
Amanda, are we?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to segue. I went
totally
off there. Okay. I can do it. Here we go.
It's your fault. You have to read it.
That's fine. The queen archetype embodies authority, influence, and command. She's a character who knows her worth, sets the rules, and often holds power over others, whether in her career, family, community, or even a literal throne. Queens are not defined only by status or wealth, but by their ability to lead, protect, and inspire loyalty. In romance, the queen archetype is compelling because she challenges partners to rise to her level, creating stories full of power dynamics, mutual respect, and deep emotional stakes. She can appear as a CEO, monarch, mafia matriarch, or even the small town heroine who keeps everything running. Always a woman who rules her world on her own terms. Am I reading the next part too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here we go.
Yeah.
The queen archetype is the heroine who commands authority and respect, ruling her world with confidence and strength while challenging her partner to meet her on equal ground.
Okay. Now, Leah, you get to read our commercial before we go into discussion.
Cherished by Shannon Elliott is a raw and intimate story about identity, chronic illness, and the terrifying vulnerability of staying in love when life shifts beneath your feet. It's about being seen, being held, and discovering that sometimes the bravest act is letting someone in.
Okay, so the queen archetype. Do you think that this is an archetype you're drawn to? I'm already off the discussion questions. I got others now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that it's Nora Roberts' fault. All of it.
So funny, because the very first book I thought of when I was like, I need a queen book. Come Sundown.
Which one?
Come Sundown.
Oh, yeah.
By Nora Roberts.
Yeah. 100%. She writes a really strong heroine in like a lot of her books, though.
And especially when she does the trilogies, when they involve magic, usually the third one is almost always like the queen archetype. So I had Face the Fire, which is book three, and the Three Sisters Island.
Oh yeah.
Well, so, and when I was doing, like when I was searching, because I did a little bit of searching, and like the Bride series kept coming up too, because it's like there's these four women who like create their business and like do like their thing.
Well, particularly the last book.
Yes. Yes, Parker's book.
Parker's book.
Parker and Mal. Yes. Yeah. I forget what that one's called, but yes.
She absolutely is a queen. I mean, and I think that one of the things that kind of resonated through as I was looking for Rex and going through was these are kind of women that have had something come against them. It's, you know, they have in the midst of the ashes risen and set in a blaze their path. You know, sometimes they're setting the world around them on fire as they're going. Other times it's a quietness. But in the end, when we say the end on that book, we are looking at a heroine who is ruling the world that she is in, be it her home, her job, her town, whatever. She is the one that we are looking to, you know, to tell us what we're what's going on and where we're going. Okay, what qualities do you expect to see in a queen, powerful heroine?
I think it has to be, because I also lean towards the warrior archetype as well. Mm-hmm. So I think what makes it different, and I think a lot of queens can go through like the warrior phase, especially when you get into like fantasy and stuff like that. But I think a defining moment which changes them from a warrior to a queen for me is like for them to own their power. You know what I mean? I think warriors are so like into the fight, but the queens own their power.
Well, and some of it, like the warrior, like it, the strength is there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like the queen, like the strength might be there, but as the book progresses, it comes out and solidifies the position of like strength. I think that's one of the differences there. Like the warrior expects strong right out of the get-go, but the queen, like, it's okay with me if she doesn't start strong, but she ends strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I look at some of when before we started, Amanda, you and I were talking about Adriana Herrera's Caribbean heiresses series.
Yes.
And I had a tropical rebel gets a duke, and you had
a Caribbean heiress in Paris.
And for me, the reason I put the that heroine in it, and I didn't do names, I'm sorry. Things just got away from me a little bit today. She basically walks up to the duke and is like, hey, I'm a virgin. I would like to have sex, but I need to know what this is going to be, and I need to control the narrative on this. And she asks for what she wants. And he is more than happy to please.
Yeah, and I think in the first one, which is Luz Alana's book, and Evan, like, she's running the whiskey or the rum business, and she brings it to Paris, and she's like, hey, I'm running this business. This is mine. She is fully in control of that, and then she and Evan agree to a marriage of convenience. He's running like a whiskey distillery, and they kind of put their paths together so that she can get her barrels into, you know, Europe and whatever. But I mean, she goes to Paris with a mission. She owns that mission, and like, she's just very queen-like to me, that whole book.
Yeah. I do like that series. I didn't love the second book in that series. I think book three is my favorite. Book one was really good. Book two dropped for me a little bit, but I did like that series, and the heroines are good. That's not why I didn't love it.
Yeah.
Another one that I thought about was the heroine from Finding Home by Lauren Rowe. That's Seabomb's book.
Yeah. I mean, I think she could, she falls into definitely probably like queen and mother for me. Like, she's also that very maternal like type for a child that's not hers.
But also warrior a little bit.
Yeah, and she's got a little of all of it in there. I think she runs the gamut.
She does. But when everything is said and done and all of that dust settles, she is standing strong and in her conviction, not, you know. These are not going to be wallflowers at the end of the book. They can start as wallflowers, I believe, but they are not going to be by the end of the book.
And I think that's the biggest thing, is the wallflower aspect, like, is a possibility. Like, they don't have to be this out, like, loud and out type of person. Like, it can be like a subtle change from start to finish. Like, they just need the right blend of relationship and things like that to really bring that out.
Yeah. So what tropes do you think pair best with the idea of a queen?
I don't necessarily think there's a trope that pairs best with it. I think it depends on the way the character plays out.
Yeah, I don't think that there was necessarily one that paired best, but I did notice a pattern when I was doing my list that I had several Marriage of Convenience books on my list. So I was kind of surprised by that. And I think, you know, a lot of them are the woman is taking the initiative, like a Caribbean heiress in Paris. And then I know, Becky, that you and I both have Lush Money on our
My list isn't like super extensive, but I have zero Marriage of Convenience on mine.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Well, and I mean, I'm sure I have Marriages of Convenience in here, but I also have like, the heroine doesn't really have a choice, but to own the moment. Like, I was thinking of What Hurts Us by Maggie Gates. Like, she's the flight nurse, and she's like, I'm going to help you out, but you got to do stuff for me. Like, she owns her moment.
Yeah, and I think when we were doing The Warrior, like, we all agreed that all three of those fall into Warrior as well.
Yeah.
So, like, all three of those books.
Absolutely.
So it's, you know, I think it's nice when you can get, like, those archetypes in one, like, multiples in one.
Yeah.
So.
For sure, because, like, in, I would say, the book that came out, other than Come Sundown by Nora Roberts, which was my, like, she's a boss babe.
She is. She runs that whole place.
And then her mother has very much queen-like qualities also. Like, these are women that take charge and just move through. And it made me think of The Secret by Julie Garwood.
Yeah.
Because
she
doesn't care about what stereotypes or what things she's going to have to fight. Like, there's a whole moment where she goes at people. And yes, it's very much that warrior, but at the end of the day, she kind of just levitates up that moment a little higher to full queen.
Well, and see, in that vein, I have Sophia from Hiding in the Smoke by Ophelia.
Oh, yes.
Like, she is set in her way. She knows what she wants. She is very vocal about, like, how she wants to live her life and, like, doesn't really deviate from that. For the most part.
And she lives without him for a minute. Like, not even, she's like, oh, he does not even factor into my decision about what happens.
Yeah. But I thought, like, that one, like, from start to finish, like, she's very set and very, like, strong in her convictions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's definitely one who starts out queen and she stays queen.
Yeah.
Like, just like, you know, Lush Money by Angelina M. Lopez. Like, those are two that they, Roxanne and what is Ophelia's?
Sophia.
Sophia.
Yeah. I think Roxanne and Sophia are probably two of the ones, like, that I think about the most that are, like, they start there and they stay there.
Yeah.
Another one that starts and stays would be Queen Move by Kennedy Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She starts a queen. She finishes a queen.
Yeah.
She is the moment. Yeah. But I think that if we look at what Kennedy Ryan writes, at least in her current writing style, like, if we look at that Skyland series, those women are all queens.
They are, yeah.
Like, these are strong, powerful women that, you know, are looking for love, looking to move to that next level, and they're not afraid of the obstacles in their way.
Yeah.
So,
well, but you figure Kennedy Ryan is a queen herself, so.
I mean.
Yeah.
She is the nicest person ever and gives the best hugs. If you ever get to meet her, get a hug. I know I'm not really a huge hugger, but it's worth it. Yes. Okay. And then, obviously, The Kingmaker and The Rebel King, all that Kennedy Ryan series is all, I would say. Yeah. Okay, Amanda, give us another book, another rec. Oh. I'm done with our questions. We're just going to go to books.
Okay, so I have A Fate Forged in Fire by Hazel McBride. I read that this year as an arc. I believe it's a debut for her. It's a very strong debut. It's fantasy. She's a hidden royal of a matriarchal line that has kind of, everyone thinks, has died out. She's always known that she's supposed to be a queen, but she's hiding basically in poverty, working as a blacksmith. And then the time comes when she kind of is supposed to come out and they're supposed to be leading this revolution or whatever. But she's not prepared for it. Like she knows that she's supposed to be this queen, but she hasn't had any opportunity to learn. So it was a really good character arc to see her kind of, like, get to that point, because it ends in a cliffhanger and it's supposed to be like a trilogy. This one is also like a fake relationship, fake engagement situation. They don't get married, but they're tied to dragons. You don't get a ton of the dragons in the first book, but I'm like desperate for book two. So I really liked how she, like, knows she's supposed to be a queen, but she has, you know, has to still learn to be a queen in the rest of the series. So. Yeah.
Which I think is part of the makeup of the archetype of the queen, right? Like, they might not have the skills, but they're willing to do the work.
Yeah, and they want to rule. Like I think that's just a big, maybe not at first, but they understand that them going into a position of power is what needs to happen for,
Well, and it's not
whoever.
necessarily the want to rule, it's like the
The
need.
need. Yeah,
Yes.
that's a better
Yeah.
way to say it. But
Well,
yeah, they yeah.
and if we look at like Drake by Sawyer Bennett with Brienne,
Yeah, he's one of mine. One of my faves.
she didn't want to rule the hockey team, right? Like
No.
it was out born of tragedy. Does
Yeah.
she take the reins and then elevates herself?
Yeah. Like that's one thing I like about her is like she's in a situation where she doesn't have a choice because like
Yeah.
when her brother died, like she is stuck with the family business and is kind of floundering, but she's such a strong boss and character, but at the same time, like she is falling apart. And then Drake is my delightful asshole.
Yeah, and she also understands that, like, to make this team work and to carry out her family's legacy, that she needs to step into that role, and she does it,
Yeah. What else do you have, Leah? Who else do you got one for us?
So I have Charlie Winters from The Rebel Billionaire. That's the Winter series by Ivy Lane. Charlie is part of, she is one of the only girl, she's the only girl in her set of the like family. And then there's a girl cousin. But so Charlie like has worked for her brother for years and like he fires her at the beginning of the book. And so she decides to go buy this house and flip it and do all these things because she's like, if he isn't gonna let me continue to do this work, then I'm gonna do what I want. And then she meets Lucas next door and
Have you read this book yet, Amanda?
No, I have not. You should read
Lucas is
it.
your kind of hero.
He is. Well, and he's huge too. Like the way the descriptors are, like he's kind of an asshole.
Kind of an
Like,
asshole. He's fully.
no.
Like, this book has like
Like
a
if
little red
you
flag
know
in
how
it that
much you
says,
like
Amanda, read
Drake
me.
and Lucas are very similar, but
Yeah.
yes, you would really. But yeah, I mean, because they decide they're going to be neighbors with benefits because he can help
Oh,
her.
I love Neighbors too.
But he's a little shady, and we don't really know if he's good or bad. But then, I
That's
mean,
fine.
we know he's good by the end of the book because, I mean, it's a romance, although you don't necessarily need to be good, but you would really enjoy it. But yeah, honestly, I just love that. I love that world that Ivy Lane created. Like, I just really enjoy it a lot.
It's on my list.
What do you got, Amanda?
Did you do one?
Well, sort
She
of
did.
Drake, and then
Oh,
Leah took it over. It's fine.
okay.
I'm sorry.
You, I don't know what I was thinking. Do not even know. Like, I know he's yours. Got it.
Oh my goodness.
You licked
Okay,
him, you
so
can have him.
have Alpha Knight by Nalini Singh. This is part of her Psy Changeling world. It's actually part of the Trinity, which is like the spin-off from the original Psy Changelings. Selinka is actually, she's the alpha of the Black Edge Wolf Pack. So, I mean, right out the gate, she's the alpha of this big bad like wolf pack. They're like one of the biggest packs in, I think it's like in the areas like near Russia. And she falls in love with a Psy who's basically like they have like mental powers and stuff in this whole world. His name's Ethan. And she pretty much like her wolf claims him as her mate. And a lot of the Psy have, there's like a breakdown in the Psy Ned, and they have like a lot of them think they're gonna die for like various reasons. Like it's this whole big overarching story, but like her wolf decides that he's her mate, and there's no telling her no. And
Oh, I like that.
I love that book a lot. It's probably one of my favorites in that Trinity spinoff from the Psy Changelings, but I'm very big fan of that world, so.
So I went with Claire Contreras. I think both the heroines in Until I Get You and then the second book, When We Lied, they're both queens. And this is absolute. One of the examples, I really, When We Lied, for her, for that book, the heroine knows that her friend has been killed. And she's trying to find out how this happened, who did what, like, is the guy that she's dating. She's a basketball star on a college campus. He's a hockey star, professional hockey player in the, like, it's like Toronto area. And so she's trying to figure out if he is responsible. And in the end of it, she is constantly hitting these obstacles in the rubble, moving through things, digging at things that people are telling her to leave alone, and just keeps moving forward. And I feel like if you're going to call someone a queen, they have to be willing to get their hands dirty for the love of whatever, right? For like the love of their people, the love of their family, for the love of themselves. And she just keeps moving. No matter what is put in front of her, who tells her to stop, she just keeps moving forward. And I really did like that book. The audio, it's a little long. Claire Contreras likes a long book, but
she does.
The audio is fantastic, and I highly recommend it. Okay, what do you got now, Leah?
I have From the Heart by Nora Everly. This is Violet's book. She is one of the sisters. So she, this is book three, I think, in the series. And as the series has progressed, she is married, has twin boys who are 16 or 17. So she got pregnant like right, like early. And like her marriage has been like a topic of conversation throughout the series. And then when we get to this book, we find out that he has been cheating on her. And so, but from the, like, when you first get into this book, you're like, oh man, she's going to be a doormat. Like he's going to run all over her. Like, and like, I'm not going to love her character. But as it, the book progresses, like when she finds out he cheats, like she kicks him out, she asks for a divorce. Like she owns her coffee shop and she's very successful on the business side. But with her, like she's given so much up to help take care of everybody.
Yeah.
And so like, she like finally recognizes like, why have I been allowing this to happen? Like the boys, like they're kids and it's, that's a little bit more understandable, but they're very supportive of like all of the decisions that she's made too, which I think is great because you don't always have that, especially because they're a little bit older. But yeah, so her and Jake's relationship, it's like Jake isn't the catalyst for the queen behaviors, but he definitely helps because he supports them.
Yeah.
Yes, he 100% supports the strength that he knows that she has and is like, you have let him walk over you for so long because like he was supposed, like he wanted you to support him and you did, but he didn't support you the way you needed. It's like when she had that person supporting her in the way that she needed, like the strength really came out.
Yeah.
What do you got, Amanda?
Okay, my next one is the Everseas Duet by L.J. Andrews. I talk about this series all the time, but it's one of my favorites. They are both out now, re-released with Berkeley, but the duet is about Eric and Livia. So Livia is the daughter of the king and queen of one of the Broken Kingdoms books. She is an Earth Fae princess, so she already has that princess thing going for her.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric was a captor or a captive during the war, and they met when they were younger. He is actually the Ever King. He runs. He's like the king of the sea, basically in the sea fate. So he kidnaps her.
Well, and, I think it's kidnapping.
Like it's a very just high stakes kidnapping or whatever, and immediately like she owns him. Like, I mean, there's barely any time where he's in control. So she immediately kind of like steps takes into charge. The role of being a queen. And throughout the two books, you see her just basically rule like the Everseas. And she's like, you know, she stands in front of like her father and other people for him. And just, I mean, she just slides right into that role. She is like their relationship is like one of my favorites that LJ writes, and I like a lot of her books, as you probably all know. But so it's a little bit like Pirates of the Caribbean mixed a little bit with like Carnival Row. It's very good. Like, if you haven't read these, please read them and talk to me about them.
But she
So,
really likes a strong heroine
she
anyway,
does.
because even in her new like duet that she's working on, like there's growth, but like she's very strong in her own right.
Yeah, and I think probably we'll see more of that queen type behavior in book two of that
I know, I'm
series.
so
So
excited for
now
that.
that all of the secrets and things are
Yes.
coming out. So,
Yes.
and she does. She has it. She actually even has an older series that's called the Dragon Mage series. It's a little more like YANA, but it's dragons, like hidden identities. Like it's very good as well. And Jade is the heroine in that, and she's also very much a queen, so
Okay.
sorry. Read
No,
those
I love
answers if
it.
you want queens. That's
I
yeah.
love it because and fantasy isn't, we all know this, fantasy is not my area. But the way you talk about LJ Andrews, like,
I think you would really enjoy her
I feel like I'm gonna
stories.
have to pick one up
Like, I'm
because
obsessed, yeah.
they're very well done. Like the, because world building is big for you,
Yeah.
and the worlds that she creates.
The
And
magical
well,
systems,
just
yeah.
the magic that she creates, but also the research that she does, like in the worlds that she
Yeah.
creates, I think you would really appreciate
Gonna
it.
have to check it out. Okay, so my next one is the heroine from Walk of Shame by Avery Flynn.
Oh, that's a good
In that
one.
book, in the prologue, she is left at the altar by her hockey playing fiance. He goes to New York. And like he leaves her for a hockey contract. And years later, comes out her dad is now coaching that team in New York. And she's hired to be the skating coach for him because he has issues and he's the goalie. And she just owns her moments. And there's also this really hilarious scene of Bingo in the bar with the Diet Coke that is sus. That we think is bootleg Diet Coke. Don't you remember that scene where they're like, we got Diet Coke, and the old guy like pulls out a six pack with the ring and sets it
Yes.
on the table?
I forgot about
And
that,
you're
but
like,
yes.
and she's like, is this real? And he's like, well, we got it off the truck. And the other guy's like, hush, hush. They're so
Yeah.
funny. They're so ridiculous. But
I forgot about that scene. That's such a funny,
it's such a
such a good
funny scene
book.
because you don't know. Bootleg Diet Coke. But I do think that that heroine, she owns the moments. She owns the room.
She does.
And, plus it sucks to have to face your ex like constantly.
Seriously.
Okay, what do you got, Leah?
Okay, my next one is Hardly a Gentleman by Eloisa James. So Clara is, she's out in society and
Can I just
she.
say real quick, it is funny to hear you mention fantasy Rex and historical Rex because had this been 5 years ago, Leah would have been like, I didn't read that. I didn't read that. I only read suspense.
That's not true. I didn't only read suspense. I just was very heavy on suspense, which I have one, two. I only have two suspense on my list
I'm just saying, I
tonight.
think it's kind of hilarious that you're like
I have
giving us.
brought in, honestly, like I used to have like hard nose. There's no hard nose anymore. I will literally read anything that you put in front of me.
Anyway, go on. I just thought it was funny because it's like, it's not me and Amanda giving the historical or the just the fantasies for Amanda. It's Leah, which is.
I don't have any fantasies. I'm just building on Amanda's
Well, she
listings.
does. She does have one too, but that we both had. So you did have
Yes.
one. Yeah.
I did, yes.
Yeah,
But I
and you
gave
can
it to
take it.
Amanda.
You can
That's
take
okay.
it. I have a
Well, I
bunch.
have other ones that I need to talk about too, though.
Okay,
Okay.
talk.
But
Sorry.
anyway, so Hardly a Gentleman by Eloisa James. So Clara is out in society and she's a little eccentric. She creates these like fun purses with whiskers and things. They're not called purses, but I can't think of what they're called off the top of my head. It's a very like historical term. But so she basically embarrasses everybody around her
Reciprocal?
because, huh?
A reciprocal?
Yes, that. But she makes them, and they have like whiskers, and they're very like they're animals and things, and she's something. But so she, the prince or the king, hits on her, and she does not like it, and so she basically junk punches him without actually junk punching him. Like, it's, I don't remember how exactly it goes down, but nobody's happy about it but her, because like he felt her up and she did not enjoy that. And so she gets sent away, but she goes to a place where she lies about who she is, and the lord that like the castle that she goes to is run down, and the like, 'cause he's a widower with a like a boy, and it's such a fun story. Like the hero is kind of a dick, and but he's still like, I mean, we have a type here, people.
We do.
We do.
But like, it's such a funny story, and I loved it so hard.
Do you got, Amanda?
Oh, so my next one is going to be the Crown of Shards trilogy by Jennifer, and I don't know if I say her name right, Estep, Estep. I read her a lot for fantasy, urban fantasy. This particular series follows Everly of Bellona. She is at basically like a family dinner. Her family is royalty. She's a lady, and she watches her entire family get murdered by her cousin,
Oh, geez.
who takes over the throne. So she escapes, and she joins a gladiator troupe that travels all around performing and basically creates like a group of people that she gets in with and performs a coup over these three books and takes back her family's throne, and she is by the end a queen in name and everything else. So I love that series. It actually spins off into another series called The Gargoyle Queen.
Ooh.
So I'm a big fan of both of those series. So if you're looking for like a, it's a little more, it leans a little more on the fantasy, not as quite as heavy on the romance because it kind of develops over a trilogy, but I highly recommend those books.
I am gonna go with If You Need Me by Helena Hunting. Dallas is she's a boss. She's a boss in the hockey, for the team, and as far as like images and PR and marketing and stuff like that. And her hero, they grew up in the same hometown and have always kind of had this love-hate relationship. And they marriage of convenience, fake dating, end up getting married. They have to go back to the small town for an engagement party, and it just she owns it. She owns her mistakes. She owns what happened. It becomes an fraternization issue between her and her hero in the book. And so, she's like, I own it. This is what I did. And so I just like that. She was a plus size woman around men. There were issues with like her being pictured with the hero. She's not hot enough for him. And she's like, fuck yes, I am. And I love that, right? I love that.
Yes.
Anyway, that one. Okay, what do you got, Leah?
That one.
And that one.
I have Plus Size Player by Danielle Allen.
I had
So
Curvy Girl
Nina,
Summer, so.
Oh, there you go.
so Nina is she is a plus size woman who is proud of herself. Like she is something. Like she is a confident big black woman, and she has like does not care. You do not have to like her. You do not have to like the way she dresses. You do not have to like none of it. But then also, she has her stable of men who she rotates, and she is going to date unapologetically and like do what she wants. And then she kind of like as the story progresses, like she still is that boss lady, like who's very confident in like herself and like what she's capable of. And then her love interest kind of throws some things wrenches into it because of like who he is and all of those things. And it's just, I just really love Danielle Allen's like storytelling and the characters create, but she's created, but also the relationship between the friends is amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's definitely straightening each other's crowns, not
Oh yeah,
dinging up.
1000% are being like, bitch, you need a bigger one.
So true.
But yeah, I'm super excited for book three of that series. Like, it's coming out sometime soon. I happen to come
I think it's
across
in
it.
the spring.
I think it might be April. I feel
Yeah.
like April 14th. But I'm really excited because I can't wait to go back into this world.
It is a good world. Okay, what do you got, Amanda? We probably have time for two more.
So one of mine is going to be Ride With Me by Simone Soltani. It is book two in her F1 series. So this book is about Stella and Thomas. Stella runs the bakery. She makes like the fancy macaroons that the heroine in book one is obsessed with. So she is a complete boss babe, but her fiance like leaves her and she like does a drunken message like on like TikTok or something that gets a million views. And then, so she's kind of like reeling from all of that, but she is like at the top of her game in business. And then Thomas is a race car driver and they meet at a joint bachelor bachelorette party for friends, relatives, and kind of like instant attraction, whatever. He got caught on tape saying something stupid and somebody leaked it to the press. So he's kind of like trying to revamp his image. And people see them together at this bachelor bachelorette party, and they enter into a marriage of convenience to rehab their images, which another marriage of convenience. But she is so completely in charge of like every aspect of her life, like except maybe like the relationship, like a little bit out of whack or whatever. But and he is the greenest green flag, like almost that I have ever read in a book.
And
Like almost
right.
like if the only complaint I have about that book is I was like, come on, man, you need to be a little more forceful here. But I think she is
Be
forceful
mean.
enough for both of
You're
them,
like,
I guess.
nobody's
But
this nice.
yeah, but I love her character. She's like a great character. So if you're looking for a queen type, she definitely fits the bill.
So I'm gonna go with so many to choose from. I'll do Reluctantly Royal by Erin Nicholas. The heroine in the she actually becomes a queen. The heroine is Abigail. And what I think defines her more as a queen, not just because of her title, she's very shy. She's very awkward. The hero in that book is trying everything he can to protect her from the public, the publicity, and allow her to be the small town quiet girl she wants to be. But when she realizes that that's causing more drama than if she just goes out and bees her awkward self, and so basically she's like, hand me my crown and goes, does and puts in place the things she needs to do to help her hero, her love interest, but also to show that she's worthy of that crown, that she's it's not just.
Well, and with Abigail too, like she's very strong when it comes to her career. Like she is 1000% like capable in that. It's the social setting where she like has the growth and the change and the I'm just gonna be me type of thing, which I think is nice too, because there's that juxtaposition of like she can sit and like talk to all these people about like what she's doing, but when it comes to like giving a speech at a wedding, she's puking.
Yeah, but
I loved her character.
it's a great character, and it shows that kind of again that quiet queen, but owning the moment when you need to. What do you got, Leah?
Okay, so I have The Dom Who Came In From the Cold by Lexie Blake. So maybe Vaughn is a computer. She's like one of the hackers. She does a lot of like the computer stuff. She's in the office a lot. And her hero, oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. Oh, he's a dumbass. He
Ian?
fakes.
No, right?
No, I'll have to look because he. So I'm spoiling this if you have not read the series. So in the previous book to their book, he fakes his death at the like at the end of it. And she knows that he has faked his death, but nobody will tell her that he faked his death. Okay. So Maybe decides that she's done. Like they have been kind of like pussyfooting around each other for years. Like love each other, all that shit. But he is like, I'm doing this to protect her. And so when she's like, yeah, no, thank you. I am going to do what I want. I'm going to like be trained. I'm going to go out in the field. Like Kyle is his name. Kyle Hawthorne. She doesn't like when he comes back, she's like, yeah, no, thank you. You fucked up.
I'm done with you.
I'm done. I mean, they do end up getting together, but like at the same time, it's like she is so mad that like he doesn't trust her to be strong enough to handle like what is going on. So she is like, I'm just gonna do my thing.
Move on. Go. Okay. Amanda, what do you got?
Their last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless there's
So
absolutely another one that you cannot live without us telling.
now I'll put the rest on the dock and people can look.
There you go.
For my last one, I'm gonna go with The Bombshell Effect by Carla Sorensen.
I like that one.
It's book one in the Washington Wolves. I'm obsessed with that book. Allie is her father passes away and she inherits the Washington Wolves football team from him. And Luke is the quarterback for that team. They're actually neighbors in this one too, which I love. And Allie doesn't really know anything about running a football team for the most part, but she dives right in. Luke is also a single dad, and she gets very, close with his daughter. And I love the whole dynamic of this book. And then just the way that they are still like a part of the rest of that series, the spinoff series, even to the most recent Wilder series. Like Allie is still running this team. She is still making deals. She is still winning championships. She just, I love the way that she came in and just like took over that team. So she's always going to be one of my favorite queens.
That's a good one. So I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't mention Holly from Welcome to Winterville by Carrie Elkes. She really sets the stage for that whole series, though. Because I don't
I
know.
wondered when we were going to get a Carrie Elkes book tonight.
Well, I debated because, I had to talk about it all the time. But I felt like this is because I actually was like simultaneously lining up. Books that like series starters that suck you in
Uh-oh.
because we have that coming up in a couple weeks. And this is one of those series starters that Holly sets the tone for how this family is going to come back from this. She's the one that's like, we're confronting these our parents. They cannot screw us around. And so I feel like it's definitely oldest daughter, but also queen behavior. So anyway, just another
I
sign you
think
should
those two
read.
go kind of hand in hand too.
They I
do.
think so, yeah.
And then the other one I thought about was I was trying to think of a Krista Sandor one that's a queen, and I think Hothead, Nanny and the Hothead, but then I always want to say Vixen, so.
Well, but Bridget kind of is. Like, she's a hot mess at the beginning, but by the end, like, she kind of owns. She
Yeah.
owns it a little bit.
She does.
Also, I got my new Vixen in
I
the
haven't ordered
mail.
it yet.
It's so pretty.
I really want one. They're so pretty. Anyway,
Well, and actually, Always Meant for You with Cal and Mabel. Mabel's kind of
yeah,
a queen.
she is.
Like, she's kind of a fallen queen at the beginning of the story, but as she really comes into her own, like, the fact that, like, being at home and leaning into the town, like,
Yeah.
not trying to run away from it anymore. And by the end of it, like, she's a queen.
It wasn't so much acceptance, but awareness and what her power was.
Yeah. Well,
Sometimes.
and recognizing, like, running away, like, while she needed to do it was not the way to grow for her.
Because we often get heroines where they just accept where they're at and make the best of it.
Yeah.
And I think that in a book with a heroine that's gonna and those are fine. I like those stories too. I just think within this book, for a queen, it's not just accepting your circumstances, it's owning them and making them yours.
Yeah.
You know, showing that, like, yes, this is where I am. I made mistakes, but I'm here now.
Yeah.
And you will have to respect that I'm here now.
Yeah.
Okay, Leah, final book, unless you have two that you can't live without.
I mean, okay, I'm going to go with In Rides Trouble by Julianne Walker. Becky Reichert is our heroine. So she is a mechanic. So it is one of those, like, not typical female, like, jobs where she has to have a strength to be successful in the job that she has chosen. And she's very good at it. And that's the thing. And then she has decided that Frank, the, like, boss, is going to be hers. And she's like this tiny little powerhouse, and he's this, like, gigantic, like, gruff guy, and he does not agree with her, but she wears him down. But but that's one thing I love about her character. She's so intense. Like, she's an intense character from page one to page however many it is. But, like, but the fact that she is this tiny little sprite of a woman in a male-dominated field, but she demands the respect because she is so good at it, that I just really enjoy her character a lot.
I love a female mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, note, I didn't bring a Rena Morgan book in, but she has several queens also.
She does.
Especially the moms. Yeah. I thought about the moms.
I thought about the moms too, but I was trying to go with main characters, not side characters.
Well, and she has the quiet queens and a lot of stuff. But I actually thought of the last one, Trusted and True, just like the second chance, like owning, like, the mistakes that Cassie did, like, made for, like, in book one, and the fact that, like, how far she has come from that, like, start of the series to the end of the series. I'm just Trusted and True by Rena Morgan.
There we go.
She's a queen.
She is a queen.
There you go.
Okay, so those are some of our books highlighting queen characters. Also, you should check out Cherished by Shannon Elliott. Celine in that book is hit with some obstacles. She has a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes and getting married, and it's a lot all at once. It feels like a lot. And she has to navigate these changes of circumstances, plus bringing someone into your life. And even though you love someone, I think getting married, it's a next level, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, and there's always growing pains when you get married. It's like, you know, you want to spend your life with this person, and whether you live with them or not, like, it's a new dynamic. Yeah.
So, and I think Shannon writes very strong heroines in her books.
She does.
You know, they are sassy, take no prisoner kind of heroines. So if you're looking for, like, it's a completist series at 3 books, it's Bound, Used, and Cherished. Make sure you check content trigger warnings. But it's a really good example of women loving women and being strong. They're not all sapphic. I just mean that, like, women being powerful.
Well, there's that friend group that solidifies in the series.
For sure. Okay, so guess what time it is?
It's that time.
It's that time.
For book
of
the
week. It is book of the week time.
Sorry, I couldn't do my jazz hands because I'm actually looking for my book of the week.
Yeah, you know.
Chanel. I don't realize it's coming.
Like, same. I'm sitting here going, what did I read this week that I can use for my book of the week?
Well, that's part of my problem is I will fully admit, I am not reading a lot. Like, it took me 3 days to finish a book at the beginning of the week. So
that's fair.
So why don't we have Amanda go first? Because she has one.
She has one. Okay, Amanda, what's your book of the week?
Okay, so my book of the week is The Holiday Hookup List by Alexis Daria. This book is actually out on Tuesday. It will be out on Kindle. This is a holiday, I called it a novella when I was writing my review. So if you read my review, ignore that, because I realized it is actually 200 pages. So it's a little longer, but it reads
very quickly. But it's like that sweet.
It's that sweet spot. So this book is based around kind of like a naughty 12 Days of Christmas. So
Ooh.
Valencia and Gideon, they actually knew each other when they were younger, and had quite an adversarial relationship. They haven't seen each other in years. They run into each other in a bar. It's that very much that instant attraction, and then they realize that they know each other. So they
Nice.
find out that they're going to be kind of alone for the holidays due to different circumstances and decide to spend it together. So they do like 12 dates paired with 12 naughty things off their list, like some light bondage, some other things. So it's a date paired with a sexy time, and it's so good. Like I think this was my first holiday romance this year, and it was like the perfect way to ease into some holiday books. And she also packs quite a bit of like emotion into it because they both have different things going on, reasons they're alone for the holidays. But like, I highly recommend this book when it comes out on Tuesday if you're ready to like jump into your holiday TBR. Like, I highly recommend starting with this one.
Fair, fair. What do you have, Leah?
Okay, so I'm going with Into the Night by Cynthia Eden. It's one of her older books. So this series follows like people that have been like either targeted by serial killers or the child of serial killers or like related to a serial killer. And oftentimes like the crimes are recurring. So it's either the killer is back or or it's like a copycat. This one follows a woman where she was attacked by a serial killer and she managed to escape. But it is a few years later. She was a doctor. She is now working for the FBI, and she has been trying to find him because she stabbed him when he was like trying to kill her, and that's how she got away.
Nice.
That he got away. And so it's been one of those like recurring things that she's trying to find him, and her partner and her, like, he has been very attracted to her since for a while now, and she's been attracted to him, but they both have a lot of hangups. And these are very flawed characters also, which is one of the reasons I really enjoy this series, is like there's a lot of trauma in their backgrounds, but they use it as a tool to like do good. And so, yeah, I just really like that one.
What was
It's
the
very
title
good.
again?
Into the Night.
Into the Night.
Yes.
Okay, so I started a new author's book, but really, I'm only about 30% in. I am enjoying it. We all kind of guffawed at the 458 page count. We are all
Oh,
like,
is that the one you're
oh, it's
reading?
the, I mean, yeah, isn't it closer to 500?
No, it's
No.
458.
Oh, okay. Well, that's close enough.
It's close.
Yeah.
I'm talking
If it's
about.
over 450, it's 500.
It's Rare Blend by Michelle Naomi Mosley. It is a winery series. This is the second book in the series. She's a down on her luck city girl. She finds out she's living next door to the grumpy newly appointed CEO of the town's most prestigious winery. So she's grumpy. He is not sunshine, but
Grumpy, grumpy.
it's billed
Yes.
as grumpy sunshine, but they both got some hangups. They both got some work to do.
Is he like strictly grumpy, or he is like just not sunshiny?
Just not sunshiny. The banter in this book so far is phenomenal. And that is, I'm really loving the banter. Like, between the two of them, it's not so much enemies to lovers, it's miscommunication, more adversaries.
I wonder
But
if it's one of those books, if you audioed it, it wouldn't seem that long.
yeah, the banter just carries you. You just keep reading this phenomenal banter. And so I'm really enjoying it. It's a slow burn. I'm prepared for that. Every review tells me it's a slow burn.
But
But
how
Marissa,
slow?
I don't know exactly, but Marissa, our heroine, she just, like, everything is ha bad happening. She lost her home, she lost her job, she lost her boyfriend.
Oh, it's
She's
like.
living in this small town. It is not where she wants to be. Kind of goes home. He's there and he's like, I'm going to make this the best. And it's already a successful winery. So, but I'm loving the California Sonoma vibes. So
I love a winery. So
yeah, so far so good. If it reads pretty fast, Amanda.
Yeah, if it reads fast. I mean, and not to say that I won't read a book that long. It's just, I've been reading so many like longer fantasy books that like, I do like a shorter contemporary to break it up, but not that I won't do it.
Nope. I understand. Okay. Patreon, quick shout out to our amazing Patreon community. Your support keeps the podcast running, lets us bring you even more bonus content, reading guides, exclusive Discord chats. If you're not a member yet, check out our one tier on Patreon. We'd love to have you in our bookish crew. Now, real quick, because this is not on the dock, but I realized earlier today that in the month of September, because we had guest hosts and stuff, I never celebrated anniversaries. So I'm going to do that for September and October, and then I'll probably do it again next week so that they get, you know, get their time. So celebrating anniversaries in September, Ophelia is celebrating 4 years. Sue T is 3 years. And Amy C is celebrating 2 years. And then in the month of October, we hit some of our founding members. We hit Heather with 5 years, Mindy with 5 years, Nikki with 5 years, Carrie with 5 years, and Marcy is hitting 2 years. So thank you to all of you for your continued support. Thank you for hanging out through all the chaos that is our life here on Buzzing About Romance. And supporting us. We appreciate you. Okay, Leah, read your commercial.
Celine has always been the strong one, but in Cherished by Shannon Elliott, she finds herself unraveling, and her marriage is too. With heat, heartbreak, and hope, this relationship in trouble romance proves that sometimes the fiercest love stories are the ones where passion collides with vulnerability. Grab your copy today, available now in Kindle Unlimited.
Real quick, if you are listening to this over on our website, buzzingaboutromance.com, we have our yearly survey up. You can find it linked up there. I encourage you to go ahead and fill that out. Give us your honest feedback. Let us know. That helps us as we go into planning for 2026. Or are you guys tired of us and, you know, want us to be gone? Although there was one comment that says, please don't ever stop doing this. You're my friends.
We appreciate those.
Yes. I love that. I'm like they make us same. Happy. I don't feel like such happy. A troll all the time. I'll be like, oh, I have friends. Okay. So that's a wrap on our deep dive of the queen archetype. Oh, wait, I have more. Wait, we are back here Wednesday night.
Yes.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Scared sexy.
We're reviewing the 6 novellas. We'll let you know which is our favorites, which ones hold up, which ones we're like, yeah, skip it. So we're excited to talk about that Wednesday night right here on the YouTube, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, of course, we'll be back next Sunday. I think we're going to talk about writing reviews next week.
Yes, I think so.
That's a wrap on this deep dive of the queen heroine who commands respect, inspires loyalty, and reminds us that love stories are just as much about power and partnership as they are about passion. A huge thank you to author Shannon Elliott for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to check out her newest release, Cherished, part of the Playground series, available now on Kindle Unlimited. Until next time, everyone.
Happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.